Kate,
Hey Gail, how you doing?
pretty good. How are you?
We are good. We are good.
How was St. Patrick's Day?
That was yesterday, right?
Another day, right?
It was good. This morning when I woke up, I was convinced it was Monday. It took me a long time to figure out it was Tuesday. There's been so much energy, between the eclipse and the full moon and the Mercury retrograde and the storm. Well, this is kind of how I am. I'm just kind of a mess.
Oh no, that's not a mess. That's gorgeous.
Oh, well, thanks. My hair's still wet.
You're in your wise woman mode.
Kinda, yeah. I 'cause I'm looking at my life, this morning. I'll be honest with you, this morning I woke up and I had this fear, and I know it was energy processing through the night, So I just worked with it. I did my meditations. I got out of it. It wasn't anything to be disturbed about, but it was real. It was a feeling that could not stay. The funny thing was, on Friday night, I never felt the adrenaline rush. I just went right into shaking. I mean, my whole body was shaking. I was trying to get that twin bed mattress off the top of the bunk bed because the bottom one's a full size. I mean, that was never even going to fit in the bathroom. So I had to get the one off the top, and I got my arm hung in the railings, and that was my worst injury of the whole thing. Thank God that was it. But I was shaking so hard and thinking, Magic's in the bathroom with the door closed. I can't even get to him, which was right behind me. It was just a couple of feet behind me. And I'm thinking, okay, I've got to get this off. And I managed to get it off. I got it in there, and I sat down, and he just came right over and just settled down and went right to sleep. And I started breathing, and the shaking all stopped. And I totally calmed down, and it was like, okay, they were saying F2. Now we know it was an F4. That tornado was an F4. No wonder I felt it vibrating the ground. I mean, I could feel it against my butt where I was sitting on the floor. Well, I was on a dog bed, but it was seconds matter. That's when seconds matter. And I guess that's what I was thinking when the shaking started, was that Magic was behind me with the door closed. Could I even get the door open and in there fast enough if I needed to? Never waiting until the last minute to get the mattress.
You might want to just, if you don't use it, just leave it on the bottom bunk.
Yeah, that's where the dog bed stays. And I just put it on the bottom bunk there because, I never even go down there. I mean, I go down there once every once. Well, when the bug man comes to spray every 3 months, we go downstairs. But yeah, it was Jesse's messaging me back and forth. And I'm thinking, if something happens to me, how she would feel, with talking to me. And I did lose pa I lost service. My Verizon went out and ended up using the my Wi-Fi. I didn't lose Wi-Fi service, which was kind of crazy. But I'm thinking, I had suggest you I said I texted her, Jess, you have to help me with the energy of dissipating this. And as soon as I hit send, I thought, she doesn't need that kind of pressure on her, that if something happened to me that she didn't do enough. I mean, that's what went through my head. And I thought, Well, I can't take it back now because it's already on the, it's on the screen. I can see it. But yeah, a lot of thoughts, a lot of thoughts went through my head. And but once the shaking stopped, I wasn't even scared. I can't say I was even scared. I was aware. That's where I think that's where it went to. It went to a greater awareness. And then looking back, like, I don't even remember what I did Saturday.
That makes sense.
Yeah, because I thought, okay, I could maybe go get water and take, to drop off. And then I thought, I don't need to even be driving. That's where I was. I just needed to stay home. And some of that could be age, Now, you had things happen in the military and stuff where you had to perform, but of course you were younger then. Did everything just kick in and you just handled things that needed to be handled when there was an emergency, or did you run into emergencies?
I didn't run into physical emergencies.
Okay.
In fact, when the California earthquake happened, the Loma Prieta, I was supposed to be on a plane landing at San Francisco Airport, but I didn't feel well that day, and I canceled the trip, and I was home in bed with the flu.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
And
Well,
I was living up in Marin County, so we didn't get any near what they did in actual San Francisco, but I certainly felt it. I had
Okay.
no idea what the devastation was at the time.
Yeah.
But that's the closest I've come to physical. I mean, when it's a crunch, getting a project in, yeah, everything kicked in and it worked, but that's not the same as a physical emergency.
Well, I whether it was a good idea or not, I Googled what did they end up saying. Uh-oh. Jeez. My Google's talking to me. Okay. Let's see if I can remember how to turn this off. I Googled what the strength of the tornado was, and that's when I learned instead they were set call that's the only one, the one that was headed towards me is the only one they gave a strength to that night, because I watched until 2 o'clock till they were all out of the state, and that was an F2 plus. But what it's actually on Wikipedia, because it the storm that came through, and all of them, there were a whole bunch of them, one right after the other, and the one that was coming my way was an F4. Yeah. And I thought, no wonder I felt it, but gosh, there were F1s, there were F2s, there were F3s, and there were two F4s. And they were all close to me, Gail. The Ash Flat, there was a couple who were, they wound up in their laundry room. And the wall fell on them, and and their home was destroyed. The washer and dryer kept them from being crushed because they were up against the washer and dryer, and they had to pull them out by their feet. That was in Ash Flat, which is where my Walmart is, 10 minutes away, 10 minutes away. And then where Cave City is, that was the third tornado that came through. It destroyed completely destroyed a funeral home. I mean, there are caskets everywhere. I'm just kind of getting chills now. But that's 30 minutes away. It was 30 minutes away, just south of me. So we were very fortunate that, it all worked out okay for us right here. If you go to Wikipedia, it actually says that the tornado hit Cherokee Village. But it didn't. So I don't know what somebody needs to change that, because it's not right. But anyway, I saw an video this morning. The weatherman, oh my God, the weatherman, his house got hit And he's reporting his, and the one of the girls that was there, her family was in line, and they were all okay. They lost power and internet service, but she, I guess their phones must have still been working because she found out they were okay. I can't even imagine having to be in front of a camera and knowing all that's going on to the people that, you know, you care about, to where you live. I don't remember where I was going with that. So anyway, I'm regrouping, you
Yeah,
know.
give yourself grace.
Yesterday was Monday. I think I sat here at my computer for a long time. Oh yeah, there were the Schumann resonance was off the charts yesterday.
The
The
what?
Schumann resonance,
I don't know what that is.
the vibration of the earth,
Oh.
the vibration of the earth. And I couldn't hardly stay awake, but by the time I was ready to look down, Fluffy here was awake, so I never did get to actually close my eyes. But yeah, so we have to be aware of what our bodies are doing now and how we're feeling, and you know, honoring that as best we can to at least be quiet, you know, when we need to. Looking back at what happened on Friday night, I think grounding might have helped a little bit, but by the time I was sitting on the bathroom floor, I felt grounded. I felt, you know, I it was like it was pulling on the calmness of the earth without consciously doing that. I could feel that my body was doing that, and that's what calmed me right down, I think. And I just accepted there wasn't anything else I could do. You know, and here I was in the middle of Jesse's watching it because they're showing debris, you know, on, I don't know if you've watched any of those lives. When you're watching it, the meteorologist, they can do a model where it shows you how far up the debris is going, and they can, and it'll be blue on the screen where the tornado is. But he cautioned that the tornado could be going like this, you know, the ground could be here, and it could, what they're seeing is way up here because it's up in the air. So, and that's what happened in Franklin, where the, well, which was right next to Ash Flat, where the people live that hit that were almost crushed by their wall. Because that's where the tornado was, but it, the bottom of it, but it was actually leaning. Just, you know. But she's watching it. I remember there was one that went through Truman where my brother lives, and I was in Colorado watching it. And that's all, and it went just south of his house. Just a street over. You know. But anyway, we're good, and now I know, like you said, keep the mattress easier to get hold of. That bathroom is so small, it's really hard to even get the mattress in there and get the door closed. But Magic was, he was such a trooper. He moved wherever he needed to go to get out of the way. And then just fell asleep. And you know, how much more calming could that be? You know? Because my friend Angelia, I guess her little dog was not calm. Which is kind of surprising. Magic was just went to sleep, you know. But anyway, okay, so I took up enough of your time. How are
Well,
you doing?
I was exhausted yesterday, and I assumed it was because, you know, church on Sunday and then driving into Portland on Monday. But actually, maybe some of that energy was doing that too. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the more, uh-oh. We're all feeling it. We're all feeling it. And the more we're working at raising our vibration, I think the more intensely we're feeling it. But that's what we want to do. You know, we don't want to stay where we were. We want to keep raising our vibration and raising our vibration. And It's gonna take probably more rest
Yeah.
for us, because the body's got to acclimate, it's got to catch up, and there's just a lot.
And
There's a lot.
I can tell I have been a lot more anxious. Maybe I'm just aware of it and I always was. But anxiety has been nipping at my heels, that's for sure.
Okay. Well, what is causing that? Well, that anxiety. What is causing it, do you think? Do you know?
No, and it's like it's in my body and I don't know why sometimes. Well, like watching a YouTube video can send me into it, even if it's not, it's like it gets the cortisol going, even if it's not anything in particular. I could be watching a video about planning and I can feel the cortisol rising up, and I'm
Okay.
really limiting my Facebook time.
Okay.
There's this over there's this feeling of I have so much to do. I have so much to do, and it's easy to be overwhelmed, but I want to tell you that I spent Thursday and Saturday, as you suggested, at my craft table, and I have 10 inches of space across the whole front of the craft table that I can make cards on instead of in my lap. And I found treasures. I found orphans that found homes. I have a small box of orphans now. It's, like that big instead of orphans all over everything. And feels pretty good. And it works really
Oh,
well too.
great. So that was huge for you
It
to be able
was.
to do that. Awesome. Okay, so when's the next full day that you can plan that, a crafting?
I don't have a full day to, well, I have Wednesday afternoon, the dogs have a bath, so that will be lovely. I have a
Okay.
couple hours today. I've Friday afternoon and Saturday I'm getting my hair done, so I'm just gonna have to fit it in as I can.
Okay, well, let's look at the calendar right now and let's block out those hours.
That's kind of my default. If I don't have anything, no, I do need to do that early.
Okay, so we got a couple hours today. We got tomorrow afternoon. When on Friday?
I've got to get a fasting blood draw Thursday.
And that'll be early in the morning.
Yeah.
So what do you have other plans for the rest of the day?
My housekeeper's coming at noon, and the dogs have a walk in the morning. So as long as I'm back by the dog walk time, I'm good. But I will have some time before when I get back. I'll have the dog walk time and another hour after.
Somebody just rang my doorbell.
You want to go get it?
Not really.
Okay.
I'm not expecting anyone. We'll see if they ring it again.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? I don't want anybody thinking nobody lives here. Let me go check.
Thing is working. It's working right anyway.
Okay, good thing I went because he wouldn't have left. It was the landlord. He had some of my mail.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, but I told him I was on the phone with a client, so he immediately left. Oh, it's warm out there. Way warmer out there than it is in here. Okay, so you wrote down when you can do this week. What about Friday afternoon? Did you or Friday?
Actually, I've got a 1 to 1:15 and a 2:30 to 4:30, so I'll squeeze in what I can. I'll get some time before my 10 o'clock call. I'll have an hour or two. And then Saturday morning.
Okay. What does next week look like?
Oh, wait a minute. I don't have my doctor's appointment until I've got another week before that fasting blood draw. That's great.
Oh, so you have all day on Thursday?
I have all Thursday morning. My housekeeper comes at noon.
Okay. Okay. So do you not do anything when she's there or?
I'm usually working along with her,
Oh, I see. Yeah.
but then I
Okay.
get exhausted and I stop and I craft. So,
Okay. Well,
I'm busy.
okay. Okay. What about next week? What's next week look like?
Next week looks a lot better. I've got a lot of open time.
Okay.
So,
So
yeah, that'll be good.
fill that in with you so that you don't schedule something else in those places.
Yeah, Monday I don't have anything, which is great. My Monday appointment, she canceled our Monday appointment, so I
Okay,
will
awesome.
in
Then you
craft all day.
okay, we'll see. Now you have a whole day to look forward to.
Yeah. And then Wednesday, after our call, I'm wide open, so I'll put in craft there.
Okay, awesome. Were you able to look at your calendar and talk with your cousins for
Not yet.
April?
Not
Okay.
yet.
Okay. Okay, so when you say you have a lot of things to do that you're feeling that pressure of having all these things, what are some of those things at this point? I know before it was church stuff, it was clutter.
Well, it's still the clutter, but I am making a lot of progress. I mean, it's visible now. I've cleared enough off that it's visible. Like
Okay.
I've got a bunch of stuff out on the counter in the bathroom, and the less stuff there is, the more clear it is what can work. So like all the medicine bottles are off the counter and in the medicine cabinet, and all the medicine's on one side and all the cosmetic stuff is space stuff is on the other. So that's big, you know. Now
You
it's,
know?
building the habit to remember that's where they are. But yeah, I can feel myself making habits that are going to serve me.
Okay. Awesome. Good.
It's
Okay.
like you said though, it's when you're tired, and I've been tired a lot. One of the things that this blood draw will tell is if my thyroid needs my dose needs upping. And I wouldn't
Okay.
be surprised if it doesn't, because I'm certainly having calcium for breakfast.
Okay. So when you're doing your like your 10-minute meditation with the guy that you like so well, are you being able to fully immerse yourself into that 10 minutes of bliss?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And are you only able to do that like once a day or a couple of times a day or maybe once every 3 or 4 days, or how is that working?
Probably every couple days, and I've been pretty faithful about the journal.
Okay.
I don't always get the whole therapy session with the angels thing, but I do spend some time on it.
When you don't get to it during the day, are you noticing anything different that maybe you weren't quite as aware as you would have been had you done the journaling?
I have not noticed, but that doesn't mean it isn't happening.
Okay. It's just the even if you don't write in it, if you listen, because you know there's that how long is that meditation? 8 minutes, I think. Even if you listen to that to help anchor the awareness of being aware of what your energy is throughout the day, if you don't have time to journal, if you can just listen to that, even if you're brushing your teeth and getting dressed, you know, even if you're not in a meditative kind of state, if you're taking that information in and setting that intention, it's better than not, you know. It really helps to set that intention, set that trajectory of what you're doing next. If you can do the journaling, you know, all the better, especially if you could do both. But it, you know, life gets in the way sometimes, and we only have so many hours in the day. And you know, if when you're, I know myself that I have to be really careful of a notice on my phone, and next thing I know, I'm 10 minutes into scrolling on some social media. I could be using that time in a better way. If I'm going to spend 10 minutes, let me listen to the 15-minute money meditation. You know, so even if you're not fully into, you know, eyes closed, being still, listening to it, if you're cleaning up the kitchen or something, you know, it's better than not. I've been listening to, I think it's called Good Vibes on YouTube. And there, I know it's got to be AI. It's somebody else reading, but they're using Joe Dispenza's voice, and it's
Yeah.
his teachings. It's still good. You know, it's not him, and I know it's not him, but there's nuggets
Yeah.
in those.
What I find is that it's jarring when it messes up. You know it's AI because it messes up every now and then. And that's jarring to me. But yeah, it's good nuggets.
Yeah. So I've been listening to that, and oddly enough, I've noticed that it's kind of helped me with my awareness because of the nuggets, you know, especially if there's one that I, you know, if it's got a lot of information that I'm in total agreement with, you know, I'll listen to it more than once. And I do it while I'm making breakfast, and then while I'm cleaning up. And
Oh,
then,
that makes sense.
you know, I'm not sitting there just listening to it because my brain says I don't have time for that. You know? But if I've got it going on, it's still in the background and it's still good information because it's exactly what I teach. So, I've noticed that that has been helping with, it's just another support tool for my awareness because like this morning, I didn't turn it on. And I missed it. But I've definitely found that I listen to this 60 minutes of just the same music that I have behind the meditations. I'll put that on before I get out of bed. So then that's on while I'm cleaning up in the bathroom, or I've took a shower or whatever, and then I'll turn Joe on behind with that together. So I'm taking in the good stuff because they don't really say, I don't think I've heard them say anything that I was not in agreement with. Doesn't mean they haven't said it, just I wasn't listening. And that happens too. But you know, anything that we can do to really help support not only achieving that level of vibration that we want to be in, but then to sustain it. So when do you feel you mentioned that anxiety has been high and you've been tired. So are you finding that that's when it's the highest that you're finding that you're feeling the energy and then you're realizing that you're just, you know, your bandwidth is gone and you're tired and I got to do something different now. Is that what you're finding?
Well, that I notice them together. But I notice anxiety. I'm tired so much, it's like kind of the baseline. But like yesterday, I was knockout tired, you know, non-functioning tired.
Yeah. I would say that the Schumann resonance had something to do with that there was some big spikes in that. And I have a friend who sends me that information. I don't have I don't know where she gets it. I can look and see where she gets it. But you know, the I guess the bottom line is to honor how we're feeling.
Yeah.
And know that when we're feeling like this, the earth is also doing stuff. You know, it's not just us. And I wonder too with, you know, there's so many changes and the body's experiencing so many things. How accurate can diagnosis, doctor's diagnosis be? You know? So we need to be aware of that too. So if they tell us something that, well, maybe we're not in agreement with, maybe we need to get another opinion, or we need to look at it more deeply. So when
I
you're
don't usually have that experience, but I have a really I have wonderful doctors.
Yeah, well,
I
that's
really
great.
like them.
Yeah, that, you know, finding somebody that you feel really listens makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, I've had my
So,
doctor since 2002.
oh wow, that is a while. So when you're when you've had these episodes of the anxiety being really high lately, what do you do to relieve that?
Well, I take deep breaths. If I remember the ca chaos flush, that's a good time, but I usually don't remember it.
Okay.
But my counselor is like, my assignments are slow down, take deep breaths, and sigh, because that really.
Yeah.
So
Okay. And do you find
it's funny because it's like you guys are coming in the same things from different directions. It really reinforces.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great. So when does it help when you take the deep
Oh,
breaths?
yeah.
Okay. Okay. And you feel that tension leave in your shoulders and your neck and your face and all that?
Always, but it usually gets a little better.
Okay.
Sometimes it's something chemical, you know, it's like I have no control over it. Whatever I do doesn't seem to help a lot, but usually it, and I need to work on that attitude too, because I'm sure there's stuff I could do that would at least help lower it.
Interesting. Okay.
Liam has been really anxious the last couple of days in ways that he's not usually. It's like he's whining. He's never done that I remember before the last couple of days. So, you know, maybe he's feeling the Schumann resonance or whatever.
For sure. For absolute sure. And it's putting Magic to sleep. I mean, he's sleeping more and he doesn't want to eat. I have to do something to his food to get him to eat it.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I just couldn't keep an eye on him, you
Yeah.
know, because then he plays and then he's running around here like he's a puppy again. So I don't think it's anything physical. I think it's the energy and, you know what? Well, I've been like, kind of, you know, just chilling and he's feeling that too. And you've been feeling more anxiety. So William's feeling that too. So is he, when he's crying, is he like trying to get your attention crying or is he sitting over somewhere in his bed and he's crying?
Usually at the top of the stairs.
Okay. And
Sometimes
you're,
sitting and looking at me.
okay. So it's okay. Okay. So
Like the
when
storm
that,
gate was definitely when he was sitting and looking at me, but then also at the top of the stairs, so.
okay. Well, you know, I'm sure Michael's hanging out there more too because you're anxious and your angels are there. When you're feeling that anxiety, maybe make more of an effort to stop everything if it's possible. You know, you can't stop everything if you're driving. But our tendency, especially, you know, as women and a military woman, you know, you got to just keep going.
Well,
But
and
stop.
That's been my, that was so conditioned in me that it became, 20 years way of life, and breaking that has been, yeah, it's a more deeply ingrained than I realized.
Yeah. So stopping, just like yesterday when I was sitting here and I felt like I couldn't hardly hold my eyes open. Everything I did, I didn't do anything wrong, but everything just took longer. And I should have just stopped and laid down for at least 20 minutes. But I didn't. I thought, I'll be done with this in just a minute. And then I would think of something else that, okay, it's only going to take a few more minutes to do this. And then next thing I know, Magic's awake and he's wanting to have my attention and play and, all that. So there was no sleeping. So, but when you're feeling that, we both have to make a better effort to stop and go, okay, wait a minute. I need to listen to what my body's saying and do something different. And especially if it's anxious, anxiety, because when we're tired and we can't hold our eyes open anymore, well, yeah, we're going to do something about that. But when we're anxious, well, I can just finish this one more thing. I'm almost done.
That's when Mary comes in to stop me, and I'm usually in the middle of making a purchase or, something online that I can't stop, and that's why I'm anxious. But
Okay.
she's like, you will get up. She's really good about that.
Okay, good. Follow her lead. Follow her lead.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're
And
gonna go ahead and
William is so funny. It's like they'll chill most of the day, and then right when I'm fixing supper, it's like, he's got to play. He's got to play. He's got to chase the red dot. And it's like, so I do, one vegetable, and then he's got to go, and then go back. It takes me twice as long to fix dinner.
Well, maybe stop what you're doing a little earlier.
Yeah, that's what I need to do. See if
Yeah.
he'll play. Because I'll try to see if he wants to play earlier in the day, and he doesn't seem to, so.
Yeah, I run into that too. But maybe that's the time to pre-prep for dinner.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Use that they're relaxing, so now you can get your vegetables all ready and everything's ready. All you got to do is just, the very last minute things. We're in this time is everything is this is a new way of living. And the sooner we can get our new habits, our new sequence of the way we do things, it's moving into a whole different, we're becoming the cause and we're going to reap the rewards of the effects instead of being triggered by what we're seeing from the outside world, that being the cause and our anxiety is the effect. We have to switch that around, and the more quickly we can do that, the more we flow. More quickly we flow in that ease and grace, and it has to become a priority. We still have appointments and we still have to there are things that we have to do, but sometimes, well, whatever vibration we're in still ha it has to come up before everything else.
Yeah.
It has to start becoming, it's that putting the oxygen mask on. How have you been doing with the phone calls that are stressful? Have you been able to not answer them and then get yourself in the area and the energy that you need to
Yeah,
be in to then
I haven't had
respond?
too many phone calls lately, and if I don't recognize a number, I don't pick up. If it's somebody who knows me, they're gonna leave a message. So if they don't leave a message, it's a junk call, so.
Oh, okay. My leg,
But
he lays on
I
my.
still feel anxious when the phone's ringing.
Okay.
So.
Well, now, and in the military, there's no way you could have let a phone ring. You had to answer it. Yeah. So I'm sure that those two go hand in hand too.
Yeah.
But maybe when you hear the phone ringing, it's the time to put on
Deep
What are
breath.
the, you know, all those things for the Wonder Woman? She wore the
Oh
bangles
yeah,
and the,
the wrist
you know,
shields. Yeah.
yeah, I don't have to answer that call right now.
Yeah.
I can wait till I'm in a better space, a better energy to handle whatever's on the other end of that call.
You know, I after we talked about that a few years ago, I did look it up on Amazon, but I couldn't find any that were that I really wanted. But I need to have them hanging here to remind me.
Well, you know, I've been noticing in the pictures of my Scottish lairds and warriors, you know, they wore them on their arms. They were leather to protect them from swords and stuff. So I'll bet you could look them up that way and find them for women that way. And they would be
I
something
really
that
like
would,
the idea of Wonder Woman, though.
yeah. Yeah. I always enjoyed that show because, you know, back, gosh, that was what, in the 70s, I think, when the show was on
Linda
with
Carter.
yeah, Linda Carter. Yeah. Yeah, that was good. Okay, so you're still gonna reach out to your cousins and see what you can do about maybe meeting with them. Oh, and your dog sitter
Yeah, I
too.
have
So
to talk
there's a
to her first.
talk to her first. Okay. Let's see, what else have I got here? So, okay, so when the anxiety stuff starts to come up, if you can stop what's going on and then infuse that with love, shifting back into that love vibration, and this week I want to ask you to think about where your weak spots are. Where are, like, you mentioned that watching a YouTube video, you can start to feel that change in your body chemically. What YouTube videos are causing that? Is it a time of day? Are you more tired? You know, especially with, if you're having need to have a medication adjustment on the thyroid stuff, be even more gentle with yourself until you get that resolved. Because it's like beating your head against the wall. You know, I can't, there's, like you said before, last week when we talked about not having any more bandwidth, there's just not anything else that you can do. And identifying what is the very most important thing, and can everything else just wait until you're in a better spot? I can't tell you how many times those, I know those thoughts were coming up for me on Saturday. What can I, do I not have to do today? You know, what can just wait? And I think that we watched TV a lot on Saturday. I probably took a nap too, because we didn't go to bed till after 3. But yeah, just being gentle with yourself. We've got to practice that love for ourselves, and then being okay with not getting the to-do list where we really wanted it to be.
I was in a workshop last week, and the facilitator was saying, you know, we create expectations and deadlines of things that we think we should be able to get done, and then we beat ourselves up when we don't achieve them. But it's just something we made up. It's not real.
Yeah, that's an eye opener, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah, it
And
can wait.
for me, it's like nobody else would have. I'm thinking of things I want to do for Sunday because we're going to have a presentation for Grace, and it's like nobody else would have ever thought of doing that if I don't do it. Nobody else. I mean, if it's fun and I have enjoy it, that's one thing. But if I feel like it's a have to, nobody's ever suggested we give her a certificate. I said I'd make a card, and they're going to get flowers, but no reason to tie myself in knots doing it. Nobody else would have even thought that it was a good possibility.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, that reminds me, like, when I think, and you and I even talked about this, that, you know, when we were kids, Daddy had a dump truck bring us a sand pile, and my grandparents built a playhouse for me that fit in the back of Grandpa's truck. It had to be that size, couldn't be any bigger because they brought it from Missouri in the back of his pickup truck. And I felt so bad because Jessie didn't have any of that, but she had none of that, nothing to compare that to. So she didn't know that, this, oh wow, something else could have been fun. But we put these the we get these expectations in our head, and then that's all there is. So realizing that is huge. So do you feel like with that, you saw that, did participated in that on Thursday? Were you able to implement that since then? Those feelings and those thoughts?
When I remember them, yes.
That is key. That is key. But the more you do, the more it becomes the normal way of doing things.
Yeah, and I talked about it with my counselor yesterday, and I'm talking about it with you, so that reinforces it.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay.
So I need to remember that about clutter too. There's no timeline.
Yep, absolutely. And when I was sitting on the floor on Friday night waiting for this to happen or not happen, I was really glad that I didn't take the time to dust. Because my house is covered in dust right now because I don't have a cleaning lady come. And I was thinking re really bad thoughts about myself that everything was so dusty on Friday. And I just thought, I just don't want to do it. And then when I was sitting there,
That would have been.
what?
What a waste that would have been.
Exactly. I would have, and I went, but actually, the final thing was, well, Magic said, well, can't we play? And he brought me a toy, and that was like, okay, we are not dusting. But it is, it's that moving into the bliss of your own life. And everything we do is based on a feeling. Everything we want is based on a feeling, on how would we feel if we had it. Otherwise, we wouldn't even want something different. How do we want to feel? And feeling that way right now when nothing else has changed. And then the universe fills in the blanks. And then the feelings that we had that were just in our head with our eyes closed becomes the reality with our eyes open. It's all about the feeling. How do we feel? How do we want to feel? And moving into that state of bliss right now, in this moment. So the feeling of your heaven on earth would be freedom.
Relaxed.
Relaxed,
Time
peaceful.
to play, time to be in the garden, time to be sewing, time to, not be anxious about the dogs. What are they getting into when I don't see them? That's a lot of the anxiety, actually.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so they're in the other room while you're doing stuff?
Yeah. I
And
mean,
why
as
are
long
they
as
in?
they're on the stairs looking out, they're fine. But if they get bored and they are, especially if I'm downstairs and not paying attention, or if I'm in here working and they get bored, William will grab something and hop on the bed and start chewing it up. That's real. And that happens a lot.
Okay. What if you closed all the other doors and he can't go anywhere else except for in the hallway?
That's their where their potty box is.
Do they always use that, or do they normally tell you they want to go out?
No, they use their potty box.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to have them in different places, but there's really, I don't need them in three places in the house. They're
Right, right.
bulky, and it's easier to keep them corralled like that. I do, when we're upstairs, the stairs are blocked, although they can they can get through them if they want to. They know that, and they can jump the fence into the living room, and that's where they find a lot of trouble.
Okay, and that's kind of a clutter thing. That's what they're, because they're getting in trouble because of a clutter thing.
Well, it could be something that's intentional. Like, William will open. I've learned that any food Christmas gift has to be in a tin because he will unwrap it and start eating it. And that's not
Okay.
good. But he loves to get puzzle pieces, so I cover them up with a towel. That's gone better. But yeah. Like if I have boxes of things that I'm getting ready to donate, he'll jump up on the piece of furniture and start rooting through. So, and sometimes he just chews books off the bookcase. I've had magazines in the little cardboard holder. He's pulled it out with his paw and started chewing on the corners of the magazines. He's, yeah, he really, he needs more stimulation. This usually happens on days that he's not getting a walk.
Do they have chew bones?
They're not supposed to have chew bones, and any stuffed toy they have torn apart, except for the one left over from our last dog. That's the only
Okay.
toy they haven't chewed up.
What about antlers? Can they chew antlers?
Their vet is concerned that they'll chip teeth on them. DJ used to love them. I can ask again, but yeah, DJ used to love chewing on the antlers.
The other magic did. He really enjoyed that. And he was, that was, you know, got a, that was a lot of energy expelled doing that.
It's
This
funny, they
guy,
don't seem to play with, like, there's a the only squeaky toy they like is a particular ball. And I'll get other ones and they'll play with them for a little bit, but then they won't touch them again. That's been kind of frustrating. And I used to joke about needing remedial play lessons because I'm not naturally intuitively good at that. Michael was hilarious with playing with the dogs. So when the weather's better, they can go out in the backyard and run around.
Maybe ask ask about the deer antlers. They are hard, that's for sure. Yeah, the other magic was a power chewer, you know, and he would get them down to nubs, you know, but it would take a long time. He wasn't chunks. It was just, you know,
Gnawing
wearing on
away.
it. You know, it seems sometimes that it's like no matter what you do, there's always some kind of hazard that comes with it. And then you have to weigh, okay, today, how do I feel about this? Which one is going to be better, chewing on this or them destroying something else and, you know, making it worse? I know. He was so innocent when the tissue stuck to his nose or to his tongue, and then, you know, well, it got stuck, so I had to pull it out, and then it was stuck on my tongue for sure, and then I had to chew it up in little pieces to get it off my tongue, you know. So that trail of tissues was, it was an accident, Mom. It was a total
Had
accident.
to take the toilet paper rolls off the roll and put them on the counter.
Yeah, I think I have a picture I posted on our Facebook of that, one of those, the toilet paper from the bathroom all the way back into the living room because this one got hold of it. Yeah, I think I closed that bathroom door. I think that's how I stopped that. But you know, they get stuck to the nose because it's wet, or to the tongue because it's wet, and there you go. But anyway, just trying to kind of brainstorm with you to some things that keep them occupied. Do they watch TV? Do your guys watch TV?
They're pretty good about me on Zoom calls, and they're pretty good about watching crafting videos. But anything else, they just get really anxious. It's real, and they see it as a threat. So for me to
Oh.
watch a movie, I'm on my tablet with the tablet between me and them, so they can't see it.
Okay. So them watching TV is not a good thing.
I haven't found anything that might work.
Yeah.
I
Well,
have
you
a
know, there's
picture.
the,
Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, you know, Dish TV has a dog channel. It's $5 a month for your dogs to watch. That's what it's for. It's for
There's
the
a
dogs.
there's several YouTube channels that have music for dogs.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And I could put that on. I hadn't thought about that lately.
Yeah, see what if they react in any positive way to something like that.
Usually it helps. I used to leave the 432 hertz music on at night, they started putting commercials in it. You know, even
Oh.
though it was a nonstop one, and I'd wake up and there'd be a commercial. So
Yeah, the commercials wake you up. Yeah, that's no good. Yeah.
I th the same thing with leaving them with the music, because you know the commercial will come on and then they're out of that. So they seem to be doing better overall.
Okay, good.
But as you
Good.
said, it's like my anxiety will feed theirs. And it's a vicious.
Okay. Well, it sounds like that you've been making a bunch of progress because you're becoming more aware of where your energy is throughout the day, and now it's just being aware and then stopping if it's slipping too much, and being able to use those tools, like, you know, taking that moment, because, you know, we can infuse something in love. You can do that in less than 60 seconds. You know, it's that fast. If you need to, you know, if you to move fully into it more, if you need to, you know, you take a few minutes to do that. But, you know, stopping everything and setting that intention and moving that energy, just even that quick, does make a difference.
Now,
So,
when you do that, you do the angel circle.
and, you know, like when I did it in line at the post office, I asked them to come in, but who came in was my grandmother and Fred's Aunt Nancy. It was my great grandma and Fred's Aunt Nancy. I'm standing there in the post line at the post office, and I asked the angels to come in. Well, that was a surprise because I didn't expect to experience that. And because it was all towards Fred's mother, you know, his Aunt Nancy came in, which is his mother's sister, and they held my hands and we put her in the center, and they were able to help me support that energy. I mean, it was just, you know, fast. It was fast. Letting whoever comes in come in. You know, sometimes my dad will come in. Sometimes Jesus is the only one who shows up. I mean, I know they're all there, but who I'm
That
seeing
you're
in my
aware of.
mind's eye. And then helping to hold that energy for me to shift into that higher vibration. So, you know, just ask it, because when I do, and I have tried to do a real shortcut and just do it on my own without anybody else coming in, and I've found that it's more powerful for me if I ask for help. You know, and I think part of that goes to the whole vision process, because when you ask for their help, then you allow yourself to vision it. And so we're observing, which, you know, makes it more powerful because we're actually observing the energy of someone else coming in to help and then infusing with love. Is there something going on?
Go take a quick look.
Okay.
I'll just look out the window.
Did you see? Oh, you didn't see him, Mandy.
Garbage
That was
day.
so
My
cute.
neighbor was getting his can in.
Okay. That was so cute because that was William that was looking over here, right? Because he
Yeah.
was like, Mom, I hate to interrupt, but something's happening. We need your attention.
That's him with the blue collar, top of the stairs.
Was so cute. He's looking over here. Mom, I need your attention, please. That was great. Oh gosh,
Aww.
I lost my whole train of thought.
Anyway, we're visioning the person or the item or the thing
Yes,
situation
yes.
in the center of the circle.
And it can just happen so quickly. And then, you know, you get and you're reconnecting with that heart sense
Yeah.
and that peacefulness, and it just, you know, it just changes everything. It brings you right back into your power. You're taking the deep breaths, your brain's getting the oxygen it needs, and we can't be in anxiety and in the love vibration at the same time. And that, you know, that is so important. It's so important. And it's so simple.
But not easy necessarily.
Yeah, well, yeah, if we're hanging on to the old stuff, you know, if we're not pulling ourselves out. And you know, sometimes it just takes that, you know, maybe we got to stomp our foot and yell, stop. God, I remember doing that when I was early 20s. Because my brain would take over with these negative thoughts. And I would stop. I remember doing it, standing in the kitchen, stomping my foot and yelling, stop. And just putting a halt to this barrage of, it was like arrows, you know, shooting yourself. Somebody, I don't remember who it was, used to say, that I used to shoot them in the ass with arrows. Because they were being awful, and I'd call them on it, you know, shooting arrows in my ass. You're always shooting arrows in my ass. Well, then stop the behavior. So moving our own energy, you know, stopping the arrow, the rampant thoughts that are negative. We have the power to do that, but we have to use it.
Envisioning stomping my foot and yelling stop
Yeah, you
without
can do
doing
that too.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's using our power, because you know, we're so programmed to just do what we've always done before. And now we're creating the new us, the new life. And it doesn't march to the same drummer.
Say hi to Kate. Want to say hi to Magic?
He's watching.
Hi, Magic. I see you're watching.
You see the guy, sees them behind you. I was sitting here doing something, and I had his video. Oh, it was the video of the girls did at the groomers, where
So
all that they were doing.
cute.
They
Oh, that
was
was
like, he was sitting here watching his own video and huffing at himself. So, Magic, you know that's you, right? But that was his girl, you know. He's very protective of his girls.
I see.
Okay, so look at, you know, try to be aware of what's happening and where the changes need to take place, and where you have weak spots, and what we can do to shore those up. This coming week. And the more you can fit in the loveliness of, you know, the things you love, and feeling that energy, no matter what else is going on, that's really important.
Yeah, especially now with what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to buckle up into our love seats.
Yeah, love that.
Pam Gregory calls it hooking into our love docking station.
Yeah, you've used that before.
Yeah. I hadn't thought about that, buckling up in our love seats. I can get a better visual on that than a docking station.
Yeah.
And even having love on the seat belt, you know, maybe we need a 5-point harness, you know.
I gotta sign off in a minute, but come say hi. No. Okay. I wanted to tell you I got a wonderful flyer for the workshop. I'm going to email that to you. If you can put it on the website and in the emails between now and, well, there's only going to be a couple more emails, but before the class, but
Okay.
for the fifth.
Okay. Yeah, we can
It's
do that.
really exciting. I'm gonna post it on my Facebook page too. Because she's invited people who used to go there, and part of it's gonna be processing, healing what happened in the past.
Oh, wow.
So
Okay.
that part's really gonna be powerful.
Okay. Yeah. All right, yeah, send that to me and I'll get that on. Today's Tuesday, so do we want it to we go in this Thursday's email?
Yes. Yeah. So
Okay,
you
so you
have
want
a
it to go
couple
in.
weeks heads up.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, we
So
can do
this
that.
Thursday, next Thursday, and so we've got the 20th, the 27th, and the 3rd that can go in those
Okay.
three emails.
Okay. All right. I'll pull the information from the PDF and put in the email, because if we send an attachment, it probably won't get through to everybody.
Whatever
But I'll
works.
put, okay. Okay. But I'll get it on the website too. Do you want it on the homepage as well as on the events page?
I think so, if it's going to
Okay.
fit.
Okay. Yep. We can make it fit.
Oh,
We
and
can make
I
it.
meant to tell you, the board says authorize you to do whatever you need to do and don't expect to re reimburse it. So,
Oh, good. Good. Even better. Even better for you. Well, we don't have stuff that we do every week. Stuff comes up, we get it done, we move on to the next thing. So, yeah. Okay, so if anything comes up, reach out.
you. Yes,
Okay.
and I will see you tomorrow morning.
Be here tomorrow. Okay, sending you lots of love. Okay, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks so much, Kate. Take care.
You're welcome, honey. Bye-bye.